On February 28th, the United States and Israel initiated a war with Iran. President Donald Trump claims Iran was an immediate threat to the United States because of their nuclear capabilities, yet no evidence has been presented to Congress. There is a theological premise permeating the military that is concerning. The Military Religious Freedom Foundation has received over 100 complaints from 40 different units of the military. Americans in our armed forces are being told things like this is anointed by Jesus and all part of God's plan. Unfortunately, this isn't surprising given Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is an outspoken Christian nationalist with extreme views. As a formerly trained and educated Christian pastor, I strongly denounce the intersection of war and Christian faith. America is a democracy governed by the Constitution, not a theocracy governed by the Bible. The commander-in-chief declared war, not Jesus Christ. This type of distorted theology dismisses part of the greatest commandment to love our neighbor. It's important to note neighbor is not about proximity, but about humanity, meaning Christians are to see all of humanity as their neighbor, regardless of race, gender, religion, or ethnicity. So Iranian Muslims are our neighbors, and we should strive to negotiate and collaborate when we have differences. My faith mourns because on the first day of airstrikes, an all-girls school was bombed, killing over 100 students. Innocent children being killed is not anointed by God or part of God's plan. It's the result of extremism, militarism, power, greed, and misplaced religion. I'm Joe Mitchell, and this is my perspective.